Some creative types will hole up in a cabin in the woods when they need to mull over a project, but the husband and wife music team, Elena Moore and Patrick Riley, retreat to the isolation of the sea. They call their band Tennis, and their first album, released in 2011, came out of months living on a sailboat in the Atlantic. They recently returned to the water to work on their latest collection, Yours Conditionally.
Have you heard a serpent speak?
Departing from the California coast, the two of them left their lives behind and sailed south around the Baja Peninsula into the Sea of Cortez, where they found the quiet inspiring.
For us, disconnecting is a huge part of our writing process. If we can reflect on ourselves without any sort of third party analysis, it just makes us write more freely.
We've learned that our sense of self is so precarious that isolation really lends itself to our writing.
Totally. We're the most judgmental people we know.
Of ourselves.
So, we don't need too many more people in the mix, telling us, hey, you should maybe, rethink that chorus.
Just confronted with the ocean, it just opens up parts of my mind that make writing so much more natural and joyful and fluid than it is when I'm at home.
How alone were you? Did you have Wi-Fi on the boat?
No, not at all.
Yeah, and we didn't have self-service for, I'd say, about 90% of the trip.
We did have bare bones safety equipment, a satellite messaging system that would give our latitude and longitude to the Coast Guard and our parents so they knew we weren't dead. on our watches, we would sleep in shifts, 2 hours on and 2 hours off, for multi-day passages. So when I was up, Patrick would always be asleep. And when he was up, I would always be asleep. So it really felt lonely. I think it just did really interesting things to our psyche.
For sure.
Now, I understand one of the songs on the album, this is Fields of Blue, that the lyrics actually came from the ship's log. Let's give that a listen. Walk me through that process. How do you go about translating a ship's log? Not exactly poetry there. How do you translate that into song?
The ship's log is mine. I keep the account. And I realized in reading my ship's log, going back through it after we finished our trip, that it was no useful dates or facts. I barely remembered what ports we were entering, but I was always trying to describe my inner mental state. And so Fields of Blue was the phrase that kept coming to my mind in my most useless ship's log ever written.
So not a lot of latitude, longitude markings.
No, not at
but
all.
I feel like your ship's log is more stream of consciousness, trying to capture what your brain is doing while you're at sea.
My ship's log is more a teen girl's diary, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I was really surprised by how sentimental my writing was while we were sailing. I am pretty cynical about love songs, and I didn't really anticipate writing so many as I did for this record, but something about the fact that when you're on watch, you're actually responsible for the life of your partner really is it's a different aspect to marriage than one that I have ever been used to before. It prompted a lot of romantic sentiments in my ship's log. There's a song called Matrimony that's basically just a detailing a full account of our wedding day.
Guessing the experience of spending months on a 30-foot sailboat with one other person could be a make-or-break experience for a marriage. Were there moments where either of you felt like throwing the other overboard?
Not at this point. I think on our first trip a few years ago. No.
Oh, our first trip, plenty of overboard throwing situations.
Yeah, because we were still learning everything. So, like, we didn't know who to point the finger at.
The only reason why we even seek out these endeavors is because we do really well together as a team.
And I also feel like there's like this us against the world feeling that gets heightened when we're on the boat, which is...
It does wonders for romance.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But it really... But for real, I think that that like us against the world feeling is something that's always been core to our band. Everything we've written, you know, since day one has kind of always been this reflection of our two identities.
The latest album from the group Tennis is called Yours Conditionally. Elena Moore and Patrick Riley, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.